I'm Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts. Today, I have a couple special central office guests, and really, they're most of the two-thirds of the HR department, and they're both named Lori, so I'll let them introduce themselves. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Lori Berryman, Director of Human Resources.
And I'm Lori Spiegel, Human Resources Coordinator.
And it's spring, and this is 'tis the season. I think this becomes your season, where not that there's a slow season, but you definitely kind of ramp up. And I know there's some pretty cool things happening in the Human Resource Department. So would you like to start off, Lori, by kind of highlighting some of the things going on?
I think the beginning of March is when things really ramp up for the Human Resources Department. We have a lot of educators and our classified staff who are getting their license renewed. And we also have people who are retiring, and we are starting to interview for those open positions. We have transfer day that is actually Thursday, and then we have college job fairs coming up. And on the 25th, we have our first Washington Local Educator Job Fair, where we have six administrators who will be here interviewing 30 candidates for open positions within the district.
And this is the first time that you've done this kind of internal job fair, correct?
It is. Okay. And we wanted to do something where we could talk about the vision and mission of the district, kind of who we are, and also give new college graduates, people interested in coming to Washington Local, the opportunity to come and interview with our administrators and hopefully get people hired early.
Good. Are you expecting any openings? It sounds like you, since you're having this job fair and have 30 people coming to talk, it sounds like there might be.
Right now we have 18 open, I think, educator openings within the district.
Okay.
There's always more that come in. People move. There's always, we really anticipate probably several more openings throughout the spring and summer. But right now we have 18. And as of right now, we have quite a few people who are interested in those positions. And we're starting the interviewing process.
Great. The other thing that happens is you have other openings. Let's talk about some of the kind of, I know there's some that are really hard to fill. Do you have any hot positions that you know for next year we're going to definitely need more of?
We are always looking for transportation employees. And we have openings for bus drivers. We also have openings for a new position, which is our van drivers. We need safety aides. We could use some paraprofessionals. And nutrition service workers is always something that we are looking for as well.
Great. Thank you. Our other Lori, I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Lori Spiegel. I'm HR coordinator.
And Lori, talk about your, I kind of know where you came from, yeah. But you're the first time on this show, so can you share a little bit about your background?
I am an alumni of Whitmer, so I graduated a long time ago and spent the first half of my life in a completely different role with the YMCA for 23 years, and it'll be 4 years at the end of this year that I have transferred over to Washington Local, and I do not regret my choice one minute of that. And I am in the human resources, and so my role is really contracts and fingerprinting and just the organization behind the scenes to help Lori get through her very busy season of hiring and so forth.
Well, thank you. Can you talk a little bit about, Lori talked about all these open positions. And if you're interested in any of those, how do you apply? What does that look like?
Yep. So all of our positions are posted on our website. WLS4kids.org. And it is very specific on what positions you're looking for. There's substitute positions, and our full-time positions are also posted on there.
And you mentioned fingerprinting. Why is fingerprinting important and a part of your job?
Yep. So everybody that comes into work through the district does have to be fingerprinted. So we transitioned that into the HR department this past summer, and now we feel it is a much easier transition. All of our new employees are able to come in our office, drop off their paperwork, get their fingerprints, and that process speeds up incredibly by us doing that. And then obviously our coaches, they also have to be fingerprinted. So it's just a great place and a great stopping point that we are able to do that in-house.
Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. Let's do a little fun fact. Lori, approximately how many employees do we have in Washington Local Schools?
Contracted employees, we have about 900.
Yeah. So I don't know if people know that about Washington Local. It's pretty big. I mean, we have about 6,800 students, but we have about 900 employees. So it keeps you very busy, like you had mentioned earlier, just kind of getting everybody the requirements, the yearly requirements. You also do a little bit with yearly requirements, with safe schools and safety. Can you talk a little bit about your role with that?
Part of the state mandates are that there's compliance training each and every year. And there are some trainings that we only have to do every 5 years, but I am the person who determines what compliance trainings need to be done, assigns those trainings, and then I'm also the person that when people don't do the trainings, that keeps emailing, calling, and hounding them to get those trainings done. Yes. And so that is a more of a fall responsibility. Mm-hmm. A responsibility that doesn't always make me very popular, but it is something that the state mandates that we do.
Well, and it keeps us in compliance and it keeps kids safe. Mm-hmm. So yes. Even though, yes, you may feel like you're hounding people, but it is a really important part of the job to make sure that we're all in compliance. So
I also want to talk about what a nice job Lori Spiegel has done with our onboarding of staff and with bringing the fingerprints over in the background checks to central office. It's really made a one-stop shop when people are being hired. They can come here, they get all of their paperwork done, they get their background check done, and they also have the opportunity to talk to Lori. Lori is wonderful at answering all questions. She really is the point person for that, and we really try to make things as easy as possible and get people acclimated to the district and onboarded in the easiest way possible.
Lori, you had mentioned substitutes because that's another position that we're always looking for.
Yes,
and I think
is.
You want to talk about substitutes if you maybe don't want to work full time, but some of the substitute mm-hmm. positions we have and anything you want to give a shout out to hiring any of those people?
Any position that we have within the district, you have an opportunity to become a substitute. And, you know, there are different qualifications for each one of those, but in becoming a substitute teacher, we are really always looking for new substitute teachers. You need to come in, you need to get the background check. We can walk you through how to apply for a license. There's been a change over the past few years in the criteria for receiving a substitute license. You do not have to have a bachelor's degree, which was something that was mandated in the past, but if you come in, you have an interview, you apply for your license, you get your background check, and go through that process. You can become a substitute teacher. They make $125 a day, and there are always opportunities to work. I think it is something that gives you a lot of flexibility around your schedule. We have people who have other jobs or are even college students and on their days off. Come and get the experience and really enjoy themselves being a substitute teacher.
I just had a substitute reach out to me, and she's been a substitute, I think, since almost as long as I've been in this district. And she sent me an email just how much she loves it. And so for some people, it's just a great job. You can pick and choose when you work. I would suggest that you like kids if you're applying for that. That's probably a prerequisite, but she loves kids. She loves Washington Local, and she works a lot, and she's been subbing with us for a lot of years. She may do some other things on the side, but it's a nice job for her. So if you're thinking about it, reach out, because we are always looking for substitutes.
Yeah. And like I said, not just teachers, but paraprofessionals. We are looking for safety aides, nutrition service workers, bus drivers. I mean, there are tons of opportunities that really fit everybody's schedule and needs within the district. So like Christy said, if you have some time, you love kids and love Washington Local, we would love for you to come in and we can find something that would work for you and your schedule.
And I know your department works hard at always trying to be better and improve. And like you talked about onboarding, I think that's what we talked about earlier in the year when you talked about onboarding and some of the things that you do for the new staff to make them feel comfortable and welcome. So I appreciate all the work that happens there because we need good people and we need good people that want to stay with us. Mm-hmm. One other thing that comes out of your office, and you do have a third person, Beth, is arranging the substitutes. So yes. I don't know if you want to mention anything about Beth's job, but that's also a very important job, and she kind of helps with, takes that over. So,
yeah, so Beth really is quite amazing, and it's kind of like a puzzle, figuring out who goes where, what buildings need the support, where their priorities are at, and calling people, you know, and trying to get them in to fill those holes. So she does a fabulous job. She is the person who does the majority of the onboarding for our substitutes. She does the background checks for our substitutes, answers all the questions, and is the point person. So it's a huge job. She does a fabulous job. She also is the person who really works with our compliance training in scheduling each one of the trainings, but also removing people from the system and adding them.
Yep. So again, there's the three main people that really make that work with the 900 employees. So, and that's always, you know, a revolving door with new people and people that, like you said, resign, retire, move on. So we appreciate that work. All right, Lori Spiegel, you're new on the podcast. So I ask all new people on the podcast to talk about a favorite. You said you went to Washington Local Schools. You've worked here for 4 years. Do you have a memory or moment that stands out to you as just something, one of your favorites or something that you'd like to share?
So there's two.
We can do two.
My first was a student. I was a senior in high school and, you know, you take your classes that are not required or just blow off classes your senior year and just to continue to go. And I don't know if many people know this story, but we had a relationships class my senior year of high school, and I actually ended up marrying my husband, my current husband, in my relationships class.
Now I need to back up here because this is news to me. There was actually a course called relationships.
There was.
And what was the goal of the course?
I'm not quite sure looking back at it, but it was communication. It was finances. It was really just going through that process.
And that's where you met your husband.
We knew each other prior to that, but we ended up
hilarious. Yes.
And our maid of honor and best man were our maid of honor and best man in our wedding.
That's hilarious. Yes. And we do not have that course anymore for those who are listening. No.
Wondering what the licensure was.
I know, right?
to teach that class.
Well, that was a fun fact I did not know.
Yes.
All right.
And then as a staff person, my first year in the district, I worked at Whitmer High School, and it was amazing and connecting with the kids. But to this day, the kids that were there were freshmen, and to this day, it's when they see me, they continue to come up and run and give me a hug and how are you and all of the things. So it's like it was a year. But it was so impactful, mm-hmm. and I don't know that they realize how much impact they had on me as I did on them.
So. We talk a lot. A lot of people share a story like that, a memory that is mm-hmm. a relationship.
Yep.
There's the relationships you build, or you know, with a coach or with kids. And so mm-hmm. I just love to hear those stories because truly, I think that's one of the things that makes Washington Local special is the relationships that we create with our families, with our students, and with you know each other. So
definitely,
thank you both for being here today, and good luck on the job fair and hiring season.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers.